This is Brasenose College, Oxford. Here's a plaque unveiled by David Cameron, who's an alumnus who read philosophy, politics, economics here. Okay, opened these buildings on the quincentenary, as in the 500th anniversary of the college. And here we have the hall. The fact that Cameron came here, don't let it put you off. The hall is in the dining room. Do you see? So look, there's Field Marshal Earl Haig, very well known in the early 20th century. He's a First World War general. The Earl Haig Fund is in the Poppy Appeal, set up by him. Okay. There you can see the Royal Coat of Arms up top. So breakfast, lunch and dinner served here. I've dined here a few times. Obviously, you're not obliged to come to meals. If you're an undergraduate, postgraduate here, this is high table where the dons eat. But that doesn't go through to the senior common room, as in other places. So look, William Smith, the founder of the college, he was a Bishop of Lincoln, Chancellor of the Universities and head of the university as well, and some other founders, Sir Richard Sutton and so forth. So distinguished old members of the college. Lord Addington, you know, so he was the Prime Minister, the only Prime Minister until Cameron came to this college, a Wickhamist, as in he went to Winchester College rather, just like Rishi Sunak, the only two PMs ever to have gone there, Robert Runcie, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the one who married Charles and Diana, who thought that they were actually unsuitable to each other, but didn't prevent the match, was not legally empowered to do so. Look, William Golding, Lord of the Flies, H.L.A. Hart, Scholar of Jurisprudence, his principal for a while. Okay, sparred with Ronald Walken, his pupil, and so on. Okay. So then they realised that, like, no women had been portrayed, so they decided they put up images of women as well. So they went mixed in 1974. Right, so it was right in the heart of the college. I should have showed you the brazen nose itself. There's the brass nose door knocker that got shiny from all the people touching it, hence the name Brazen Nose. Anyway, what else about Brasenose? I'm just trying to think. Is there anybody else of great distinction who attended this college? Very close to the Radcliffe Camera, the head of the current of the probation service. He was there. What's his name? Michael Atkins. So this quad, it may look quite old, but this one is only built about 1900. And they built this new quad to look much older than it really is. And yes, undergraduates and postgraduates really are the bedrooms here. That gate dead ahead is virtually never open. That's onto the high street. This is the west end of the chapel. Chapel close to visitors. There's some work going on right now. There you see the Radcliffe Camera, as in the library, which is outside the college. Over there, that huge dome, that's it. Is it open? No, it's closed for renovation. I have been in to see bits of the chapel. And anyway, this is the college's own library. You can see here on the ground floor with the big windows to maximise sunlight. Thinking back to the times before there was electric light, then one candle lit in the library, let the whole place burn down. Think back to the days of when there were handwritten books, this is before printing. So sometimes a book was the only copy in the realm. And there is room number 7. So coming on to Main Quad now, the Greenland Library. I don't know why it's called Greenland Library. And look, that's an image of the door knocker, the brazen nose, the brass nose that gave its name to Brasenose. Their college magazine is still called the Brazen Nose. So Lecture Room 7, and so on. Here we're on to the Main Quadrangle. Celebrating a rowing victory. Torpid, meaning lazy. What's it got to be lazy? And the names of the 8. Oarsmen, okay? And at the colleges, they bumped in a bumping race. And the coxswain at the end. Okay. So that's the college coat of arms. Very complicated. Look at the mitre, the bishop's hat in the middle. And this is Main Quad, as in quadrangle. So they always have quadrangles in Oxford. They call them courts in Cambridge. So quad, short for quadrangle. Okay. And then you see more rowing victories chalked up over there. Hello. And look at that sundial thing. Okay, so that's the porter's lodge, as in the main entrance. Porters being security guards, not people who carry stuff. Uh-huh. Possibly carry drunk undergraduates back to their rooms. That's, I think, the derivation of it. So that is a little bit about Brasenose College. And they've obviously got their Frewen Court Annex. They opened in 1997. And that is the gate out. There's the porter's lodge. They're in there. And that is the Radcliffe Camera just beyond. That's out into Radcliffe Square. Anyway, so, and then it's always worth looking at the ceiling. Look at this up there. They've got a coat of arms, the Tudor rose, and the bishop's mitre, okay? So they claim to be the friendliest college in Oxford. Welcome to Brasenose and some college benefactors, those who donated from the foundation in 1509 onwards, founded the year that Henry VIII became king. The friendliest college in Oxford. I'm not sure how they can lay claim to that, but what a boast, okay? BNC is known as BNC, Brasenose College. Brasenose is actually one word, right beside the Radcliffe camera. We used to call it the nose sometimes, but they say not open to tourists. So if you're not a prospective applicant, this is as far as you can get. They say prospective applicants are always welcome. So go to the Porter's Lodge and pretend that you want to apply to study here, and they'll let you have a bit of a look of it. We're not going to go up this staircase, but how oldie-worldy does this seem? A slightly wonky, bockety staircase. Okay, that's enough for now. Goodbye.